Maybe to save time while that's coming up, just to explain the rationale behind it. We stopped short of doing a specification of a conceptualization of ontology. But we did struggle with the idea of how do we visualize these different dimensions we're talking about. And there was lots of talk yesterday about problems of covariance, about whether the dimensions are orthogonal, are they related to each other and whatever. So what we started with was an attempt to try and use a very simple approach using the concept map approach, which has limited semantics. So there's little there, which is little in the map, which should be, of which you should read between the lines in terms of nature relationships between nodes and arcs and whatever. But what we've done here is try to represent the different dimensions in a way that seems to, and it's a first cut, seems to map to some of the issues we've been talking about. And going through that, I mean, you'll see that some of them, just to explain, the what appears there is a sort of sick lime green, saying formalized expresses and structures, are actually named arcs rather than node endpoints, as well as the sort of lilac ones as well, intended use context and design methods. And we found this was slightly more helpful approach to some of the problems we had with dimensions, because we realized that certain dimensions are related to each other and not entirely orthogonal. And looking, I've been sort of keeping an eye on this map through the last four presentations and looking at the framework communique and trying to see if there's any sort of major disagreement or major variance between what we've tried to map out here and the discussions we've had. And so far it's been relatively okay. The only thing I would add, and a couple of people from the group that were in yesterday have mentioned this to me, and it's not reflected on this version of the map, and we tried to do a sort of a refresh of that, is in the bottom left-hand corner, where you've got under this very tricky term content, and I put stuff in brackets, which is not necessarily the same stuff or the same things that other people have talked about in their presentations, but I think we know what we're talking about even if we can't put our finger on the definition. The only question was where the whole issue of sort of gestalt comes in. It sort of goes off the map in some ways for some people. It's things that cast no shadow. It's the bits that are difficult to capture in formal ontologies. But in a sort of variant of the map, we've tried to put that in as well as being another type of generic stuff that are neither things nor relationships. So I think that's the only sort of additional element that we try to put in. And a couple of these nodes, we didn't get round to finally discussing yesterday, and it was on my own initiative that I tried to map them in as accurately as possible to our discussion. So basically, the purpose of this is not to provide a formal model. It's not a formalized entity relationship diagram or anything. It is simply as a visual aid. I know maybe people doing linear stuff and mathematics and stuff have problems sometimes with dealing with the sort of more conceptual space. But in work I've done, certainly, the use of concept maps has been helpful when you, like we're trying to do, trying to get your head around certain basic terminology and how those elements of terminology fit together. So that's what we've done, and we put that to the group.
I mean, I think it expresses a lot of relationships nicely. I mean, the question is, how do you use it? And I mean, it is a good concept map. But it says, like, for instance, the role of, you know, rigor is actually kind of part of the design methodology and so on. That's very clear. So what is your group's envisionment about how, you know, it would fold into a communique if you just, you know, put it in there? I mean, are you guys suggesting, and that's, I would, maybe you're suggesting that, you know, we should just can this whole dimensions things, we stretch it to the limit, it's not working real well, try something else, or are you suggesting this is an augmentation of it? What do you think?
I think my take, I don't know, I mean, other people in the group might want to come back on this. I think it serves two purposes. One was to take the heat out a bit of this pressure that maybe we felt yesterday about trying to put metrics on these different dimensions. You know, is it, you know, you've got to put numbers there, you've got to put a range, have you got to put some sort of point on a spectrum? And rather say, well, this is how we see it. So if you say expressiveness is quite high for something, then that has some relation to the type of content you've got, but you don't necessarily need to quantify that metric. It's just a way of sort of giving some sort of qualitative information on that. I think that's the first point. The second point is it could serve as a visual template for mapping the individual ontologies we've talked about, that you just, in that sort of two-dimensional space you've got represented there, to be able to take each of the ontologies, in quotation marks, that we've looked at, and seeing to what extent you can actually say something about those ontologies using that as a template for, as a template for discourse, if you like, rather than as a template for formalization.
As part of this group, I would also say that I believe this might serve, or some variation of this might serve, as a basic reference model for what an ontology is. Okay, so you could say that if you were coming in and saying you had content that had relationships and granularity, that doesn't necessarily make it an ontology because it doesn't have other aspects. So it's kind of a visual reference model, too, that would serve as saying this is what you've got to have. But I'm not sure it's complete.
I just want to say I think I would support that with the one exception that I don't think we need to answer the question of is something an ontology or is it not an ontology. I think all along we've been trying to avoid sanctifying something and saying you're blessed and you're not blessed.
This is Denise. If that is true, then nobody can endorse this, because this says, the communique says, we are going to then say whether something is low, medium, or high ontology. You cannot do that unless you first say it is or it is not an ontology. There is a basic, fundamental, logical flaw there. Yes. Yes.
I don't see those words, but I haven't read it as carefully as I should, perhaps.
I read
where
through.
Where is that?
And we also do, well, let's hold this for the discussion of the communique.
This is Frank Olkin. I have some difficulties with the concept map, but I'm not sure how much time we want to devote to this right now. I think it might be better to move directly to the communique and try to thrash out some of these issues there.
I think really what it does is it just lays out some roles of ontology and how it relates to those words. I think that it just is almost like a visual glossary. You could think of some of these words, and why couldn't it? It could just be an appendix or whatever, a graph that's sitting in there. I don't think it actually is a conceptual framework per se. Like I said, Denise said, it's not really done yet, and it's not really been formally. But it does definitely do a nice job of just, you find your favorite word and where is it on there and what is it, how does it play, right?
I realized in saying it, the phrase I used, it's a template for discourse. It's probably sums it up more accurately.